Don't be alive.
And this is probably going to be very racist. Bonus. What's up?
It's just
How
us.
How you doing? Just us. an intimate bonus this week.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you hear the jangling bells. Probably not. The gating is pretty good, but that's Eliza special. That's her.
Yeah.
She's pretty good. She rings the bells
she's
when
jangling?
She has to, when she rings the bells when she has to go down. So we
oh
take
my
her
god.
Down. Yeah.
To bathroom? It's like a bathroom
yep.
bell?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Brilliant. Yeah. Genius.
She's pretty smart. Yeah.
She's so smart.
That's what it's
That's,
like. Yep.
It means Santa has to go to the bathroom. That's what that means.
Yeah, that just means all the reindeer have to go. They're just going constantly.
Leaving a trail of carnage in their wake. It's like the Dave Matthews Band tour bus Christmas Eve.
Every Christmas, dozens of homes are destroyed by like frozen reindeer tours that like fly down from way up high and just smash through there. Yeah.
People don't know this about reindeer turds, but they're sharp at the end. They're pointed.
Yeah.
People don't know that.
I mean, it would be a lot better if they were big ones than if they were like deer, how it's like pellets, because that's like shrapnel.
Oh, yeah, those
that's
are
like
just
ball
bullets.
Bearings and a bomb.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's you don't want that. Then you get, shrapnel
Dangerous.
Injury. It's no good. Dangerous stuff.
So.
Have you been outside yet today?
It's very hot today.
Okay, just wondering,
gonna
my,
be hotter.
just wondering
because well, yes.
my apartment is like disgusting. Just wanted to call attention to everyone the suffering I go through to record this podcast. Basically a troop.
It's
didn't
disgusting.
Sleep very much last night, and I'm a little bit sweaty. So
you don't have the air on, or what's the
The room I record in, I haven't put my AC in yet.
Ah, okay.
So I have it in my bedroom, and I'm like trying to last as long as I can without putting in the other AC because I know it'll like double my energy bill. So I'm like,
right.
I'm holding out. I'm really, I've been good. So I'm very impressed that I've made it to June 25th without it. I feel good about that. The other reason I haven't done it is because I like don't really know how to put an AC in and basically just guess every year. And I always am stressed out about it. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, there's no one like below me, like the chances of it falling out and causing any damage are like basically zero, but I'm still worried about it. I don't want to be the person that had the AC fall out of their window.
No,
it's
I think that's a fair thing. Yeah, no, we just have them in all year round. We don't have them on, but just I don't bother to take we don't bother to take them out, and we bought them. We just paid it like service, like there's like air conditioning
to, like,
installation.
Have a guy do it.
Yeah, have a guy do it. And it's this way.
I mean, it's not
hard.
They know
what
you just
doing.
Have to like wedge it into the window. But
right, but I'd rather just let someone else do the wedging. Yeah.
Yeah. I think
I can send you my
like,
guy if you want him.
I have like the smallest ones too, so it's like it just feels silly to not do it myself, but like I am pretty confident they are not in their right. So I don't know. Like they don't seem to be moving, but I don't think they're in there right.
Yeah.
No one.
If you did like a time lapse over months, maybe you would see that they are in fact moving a little bit. It's just hard to see when you're on a
nah.
Yeah.
Nah, they're fine. But. They're fine.
Nah, it's fine.
But yeah, I'm also like I feel like when the AC's on, you can like hear it in the recording, and so I try not to. Sometimes I'll like blast it. That's what I used to do when I would at my old place. I would like blast the AC for like an hour before we record it, and then turn it off when we record. Again, because I'm a troop. I suffer for the sound quality because I don't want to get DMs about how people were mad that Eli was coughing. Sorry, he was sick.
Yeah.
He did the podcast. But yeah, anyway. I know, and I get that I get why it bugs people. Because, like, when I'm listening to a podcast and someone is eating or something, I'm like, I want to kill myself. It's so bad.
I don't see. I guess I don't have that. Like, I mean, I get a hearing test every year. I just had it actually, and my hearing is good. But I don't have that level of kind of whatever the term is for, you know, like,
yeah, that, like, it's like anti ASMR where you're like just disgusted by various sounds.
I'll react negatively to like silverware on plates, but that's because I know other people like have a hard time with it. You know, it doesn't really bother me per se.
Don't like that. Yeah. Don't like, I think just like background noise, like, I'm a little bit, I have like, I don't think I have ADD or anything, but like, I'm easily distracted by stuff like that. Like, if there's, yeah, stuff going on in the background. So like, I get it. I do sympathize, but also I turn my AC off because I don't want to hear about it. So, anyway, what's going on with you, Patty? What's new? I missed last week. Tell me what's going on.
There's the AC going. So that's
good. Feel cooler when you play that. I think I've said that on this before.
That's kind of true, actually.
It makes me feel less hot when I play that sound. I should just put that on in this room when I'm watching TV. It's very soothing.
Hey, you trick your brain. Mm-hmm. Like on
people
a
go home
like,
or loving this, like this. Just background noise.
Oh, that's just like general noise. Okay, I was trying to figure out what that part was. So yeah, you know, not much going on here. Things are pretty, you know. Got the dog, and that's the main thing these days.
Running your life
a little bit. But we, you know, we're coming up on 2 months. We'll have her for 2 months in about, actually it's 2 months today. Wow.
Happy anniversary.
I keep thinking it's earlier in June than it is. I don't know why. I keep thinking it's like, well, it's like June 18th and it is not. It is June 25th. Today,
wrong. So. It was last week. Last week I missed the podcast cause I was, performing. I was actually with Kate, our guest this week. We went to basically as far upstate as you can go. We were on the St. Lawrence River, which is like, you know, Canada is on the other side of it. Have you been up there? We were in the Thousand Islands. That's what the name of the region is called, which I did check. It is Thousand Island dressing was invented there.
Yeah.
That's why it's called that.
That's why, yeah, that's what it was.
Why the Thousand Islands were called that.
Right, that's right. That's what I was trying to articulate. Yeah, they thought of the name for the dressing and they were like, oh, we should call this whole region that. Nice.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. There are a lot of islands here. Yeah.
I don't think I've been up in that particular area. I've been upstate a little bit, not really too much. I've never been to like Buffalo. I've never been to like Rochester or anything like that. But I've been to Albany briefly.
You've gone like straight up.
I've been to Toronto, which doesn't really, you know, but that's in that direction, I guess.
The place where we were performing was like 3 hours from Toronto. It was like really, it was up there. It was it was really weird. It was the town we were performing in was called Teresa, New York, and we stayed in Alexandria Bay, New York, which was like right on the river. And it was weird because it was like it seemed to have like phases as like a vacation spot. Like, so apparently it's where a bunch of like Gilded Age people built their mansions. They're like summer homes, particularly the ones who weren't like old money ones, like the people who were like the children of immigrants who then became really, really wealthy, but didn't have connections to like, you know, the Boston Brahmins or like New York society or whatever. That was like their vacation spot was the Thousand Islands. So there are all these like weird decaying mansions and castles on these little islands, which is pretty cool. And then it seemed to have another heyday in like the 70s because every like the hotel we were staying in, like everywhere we went, it was clearly this place has not been updated in like 50 years. It was kind of cool. Like it was interesting. I don't know, I recommend it. It was neat.
It's far away. It's really far away for especially for like back then.
It's really
like
fucking
for
far
like
away.
A summer home.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too because I think it took us like 7 hours to get there from New York. So I don't know how they were getting there, but yeah, they would go. They flew their little private planes onto the islands, I guess.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. But yeah, it's a in those old days, it's like, yeah, it takes like a day to get there, but I guess you would stay there for like months at a time. It's not like a weekend trip or something.
So yeah. I mean, like pre-airplanes, yeah. I think that's what they would do. They would like journey up and then stay there like all summer. Cause it's also like nice and cool up there in the summer cause it's super far north. But yeah, very weird shows.
Yeah.
Don't think they were expecting the type of comedy that me and Kate Willett do in Teresa, New York, population like 450. But they were nice. It was fine.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, now I'm back. Well, I was trying to find a segue through travel, but you can't go anywhere because of your dog. So you can't hold me out.
Yeah. Well, we are going to a wedding in Philly in July. So that is actually a pretty good segue, right?
If I remember
correctly.
Yes, it is. It is a good segue. Also, what are you going to do with Liza?
We're figuring that out. I think we're probably going to. We're figuring that out. Well, she's not coming with us. Put it that way.
She's going to the Hotel for Dogs from the movie Hotel for Dogs.
That's correct. Hotel for Dogs.
But yeah, this story, it happened in Philly.
She can stay at my place.
Yeah,
she can crash. She can crash with me.
Casa de Shelby.
So, this story, it happened like 2 weeks ago, but it's like, it's one of my favorite things I've read in a while. And so I specifically requested the podcast save it for me because I love it so much. And so the headline on the story is, two Rhode Island officials visited Philly. They were so rude, their state launched two separate investigations, which
hell yeah.
Is delightful. yeah. So these guys, it was the David Patton, the director of the state property management division, and James Thorson, the director of administration. So David Patton, James Thorson. So this article says, for weeks, Rhode Island media has referred to, quote, the Philadelphia trip, a mysterious expedition during which terrible things happened. So I don't know, like, quite why they were there. Like, I guess just, like, dirtbag diplomacy, because both of these places are, like, full of dirtbags in my in my estimation. But yeah, so there's a criminal investigation and an HR investigation based on this debacle of like these state officials visiting these city officials in Philly. The fact that this is an aside and didn't make this the main thing is great. One of the guys from Rhode Island told someone their dog was, quote, overweight.
Yeah, just throwing that around.
Which, quote, he knows because he used to train dogs. So he's just walking around calling people's dogs fat, just body shaming dogs. Okay, yeah, I guess, like, what happened is there's a project being built in Providence. They're like redeveloping this empty building, and they're hoping to like partner with some real estate people in Philadelphia, I guess is the idea. So they were meeting with Lindsay Scannapicchio, great name, who was extremely offended by this behavior. And so here's just like a bulleted list of stuff that they did. So I guess I said it wrong. The Rhode Island people were there to be convinced by the Philadelphia people to like give them the contracts. Like that was sort of the power dynamic going on. Like, so the Rhode Island people came expecting to be like wined and dined. Like that's right. What they wanted. That's what they were coming here strictly for the perks, which we will learn.
Right. They thought they were going to like show up like and be like fanned and given like grapes and stuff. Like apparently.
Like the red carpet was going to get rolled out. So, and I just like, I don't know. I can just so envision these guys. So Lindsay Scannapicchio is a woman, and they met in the morning for the tour, and one of them said, Lindsay, where is your husband? Why is he in Australia? Good thing you're married or I would move to Philadelphia. And then he said, if I knew your husband wasn't going to be here, I would have come last night. This is while they're meeting, like minutes in, he says this to this woman. And then they just have to keep doing this tour. Like they keep going, and they're just like being so disgusting the whole time. They're touring a refugee and immigrant health center, and they meet this doctor, and the guy is like, hey, when you go to bars at night, you must have to swat off the women. And the guy says, quote, no, I am happily married. And then he says, you got some ethnicity in you? You Italian? So, like, yeah. Just exactly what you're thinking. And then the guy says, the guy who was like, no, I'm happily married. He's like, I'm Jewish. And then he went, mazel tov, and, like, walked away. Like, so perfect. Just completely amazing.
Just like, oh, you're kind of exotic looking. Was your dad like a GI or what's the... It's like, okay, yeah, good, thank you.
I think I've been rewatching The Sopranos, and there's a part in the pilot where when Tony's meeting with Dr. Melfi, he says, what part of the boot you from, hun? And I just think about that all the time. It's yeah. Such a good phrase. What part of the boot you from, hun? Italian people really love to do that. Anyone who like is not blonde hair and blue eyed, they love to ask them if they're Italian and then interrogate them if they're not about what they actually are. It's a very flattering quality that my people have.
Yeah, no, it's good.
And again, here's another one. So they visit this Diadora, which is like an Italian sportswear company that has a headquarters in Philly. And they're like, they're basically there to get free stuff. Like, that's why they're touring this, is to get like free Diadora shit. And this guy, Patton, says, are these made in China? I hope not, because I really hate China. Bad enough, right? Then he turns to an Asian woman who works there and says, no offense, hun. Like, just insane. So good. I'm just so delighted by these huge pieces of shit. So they want to go eat lunch at this restaurant Bach, which is like one of the restaurants in Philly. And it's like supposed to be really, really good, but it's only open for dinner. So they basically lean on Lindsay Scannapicchio and tell her to try to get it open for lunch, because he says, well, you can call in a favor if you want $55 million in funding. So like just fully directly greasing palms, like, you do this for me, I will get you this contract. They like walk through this like building of like, let me see where I saw this. Yeah, so they just were like walking around basically asking for like any time. They went to this like development with like all of these stores in it. Like to see, like, look what we did to this building. Like, we, you know, we refurbished it and now there's like small businesses in here. And they basically were just directly asking for stuff from all of the businesses. Like, just directly, like, well, we're going to give you $55 million. So please give me, quote, hand blown glass. That was one of the things they asked for.
Yeah. Who does that's something, this is a classic gift. That's real. That's what you want. Yeah. Yeah.
And then they also would do a great bit during this, where the one guy would say to the other guy, I don't have to declare this, right? And then the other guy would say, it's de minimis, which is state house shorthand for when a gift is low enough in value that it doesn't violate ethics rules. So like they clearly knew what they were doing. And they so of course, now that this has gotten out, Rhode Island is like, we're sorry, we're trying to remove them from office. And like, there's a criminal investigation, there's an HR investigation for how disgusting that one guy was being to everyone. And I don't know. I just feel like it is so impressive to outrude Philadelphia. Like,
yeah.
That is some incredible stuff to me. It's admirable in a way, because like, I don't know, Philadelphia gets a lot of like, it gets a lot of the limelight for being like a rude place full of like dudes like this. But I feel like Rhode Island really gives it a run for its money, you know?
Yeah, I definitely. I mean, I think it's, I'm surprised there wasn't more of a like clash, you know what I mean? Like the Philly people being like, you know, like, oh, this is pretty rude, that's messed up, and not like pushing back and being like, oh yeah, you know what I mean, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But again, if you're working with people in like the nonprofit and like development space, that, you know, like those are not people who are necessarily the most abrasive people, or at least you hope they wouldn't be.
Yeah, I mean, I guess this is what's so funny to me is it's like it's these like nakedly corrupt like Goomba guys, and then like nice like nonprofit people like right. having to deal with each other.
Hey, how you doing, honey? What are we gonna?
No offense, hun. Like, just the nastiest, grossest men alive. So another thing that is so funny about this is that, so, like, obviously these guys are in huge trouble. And one of them said, I think the one that was kind of the worst offender, his lawyer said, look, there had been a number of deaths in his family the 3 years before the trip. So...
Jesus.
He was clearly out of sorts for 3 years.
Yeah.
Like, something bad happened to me 36 months ago. That's why I was acting weird on this trip. That's why I wanted sneakers.
That turned me into a weird, like, graft machine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm having trouble with mental health. Does that work? Is that an excuse?
That's literally what he said. He said it was a, quote, mental health event. Characterized by health professionals as an acute stress event that built up over time. So, you know when like your mental illness just makes you bully people for sneakers?
Right.
I hate when that happens.
Classic. Self-care. What he was doing was self-care.
He was doing self-care by talking shit about China and then apologizing to the nearest Asian person. Just classic stuff. But yeah, I don't know. I just like, I tweeted about this the other day because I just, Rhode Island is like a very fascinating place to me. And I feel like people don't like know about it. I guess they do because of Family Guy, right?
Quahog, yeah, is I believe in Rhode Island. That's correct.
Allegedly. Like, you know, it's, do we know where in Rhode Island it is?
Allegedly.
I just mean it's like not a real place, right? Is Seth MacFarlane from Rhode Island?
I have to assume so, or at least from New England somewhere. But Family Guy, yeah. So Quahog is a fake place, yes. But I mean, Quahog is the name of a clam, so right?
Yes,
so,
yes, it is. Which we'll get into because I want to talk about all the weird Rhode Island food with you. But surprisingly, Seth MacFarlane, born in Kent, Connecticut, he's one of yours.
Oh,
and he's like, that's close to New York too. That's not even on the Rhode Island side of things.
Oh, Kent is. I mean, if he's north,
it just like borders New York. It doesn't like border Rhode Island.
Right, but it's like but it's more. It's definitely more New England-y though. It's like a decent drive from New York, for instance. Yeah.
But right. Yeah. It's not like a suburb or anything. But yeah, it's just I don't know. A lot of my family's from Rhode Island, and it's like it's super super small. Obviously that's like the one thing people know about it.
Oh, Seth MacFarlane's like a Mayflower guy. Okay. Well, that
who is?
Okay. Seth MacFarlane's like a Mayflower descendant.
Okay. Oh, whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was like, in that case, I feel like he's being mean to Rhode Island and I'm mad.
His parents are from Newburyport, Massachusetts. But they both worked at the Kent School, which is, I immediately assume, and he went to Kent. It's like a fancy boarding school in Kent. So that makes sense. He's from Kent, Connecticut. So yeah, you go. There we go.
Also, RISD grad. Would not necessarily have expected that.
Okay, so there you go. So he was there.
So he was in Rhode Island, yeah. He was at the Rhode Island School of Design. But yeah, it's just like, it's a very strange place. It is like known, at least in New England, for being full of guys like the guys in this article. It's just like, it has this like rich history of corruption in a way where it's like, I don't understand why it is still allowed to go on, and I think the only reason is because it's so small. Like people just don't like care because it doesn't affect very many people, and they're like kind of on a national scale, kind of irrelevant. But I don't know. It's sort of like quaint almost in its like in its love of graft, as you said.
Yeah, it is like a. It's nice that it's just like straight up like, hey, you want to grease my palm a little bit here, and not like some like, you know, arcane, you know, through like a series of corporate cutouts type thing, you know?
Right.
I almost I don't respect any of it, but I respect that more, I think.
Yeah, I think that's like people have sort of a nostalgic like affection for it because of that. Because it's like one of the last places where the mafia is a thing. Like, you know, everybody's seen The Godfather. Like people have like a weird affection for the mafia, even though it is like a horrible, corrosive, terrible institution, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's why they're just allowed to be in Rhode Island. But I wanted to tell you about some Rhode Island food, because the other thing that's like very strange to me about Rhode Island is that it is like, you know, it's probably like 50 miles by 50 miles. Like it is so unbelievably small, and yet it has more like local, it has more regional food than I think New Hampshire or Connecticut does. What are the like Connecticut regional foods?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, the first thing I think of is like the pizza places, like the clam pie and stuff, but that might not be a Connecticut specific thing.
I think it is. I think it's like New Haven or something.
Yeah. I mean, New Haven style pizza is like a whole thing. That might have been first at like Sally's or Frank Pepe. I don't know. Those are like the two big spots.
What is New Haven style pizza?
Like specifically, I mean,
yeah.
I don't know that there's like, I don't know that there's like a style that I would say that it's more or less different. I mean, now I'm going to get in trouble probably, but I mean, I'm not, I don't spend a lot of time in New Haven. It's thin. It's a coal oven, I believe. It's not that different, I would say, than New York, you know, just in terms of like, if you had to pick that versus like Chicago or whatever, you know?
Sure.
But it's more just that there are really good pizza places, you know, and the, you know, the clam pie is like a thing that I first saw, you know, in Sally's or Pepe's is the one that I was aware of first, which is like 100 years old, basically. And it's people from Naples, you know, immigrants. All Neapolitan stuff. It's very thin crust, very kind of a lot of the time it's kind of uneven shape, you know, that kind of thing. But it's delicious, you know? Yeah.
I don't know if New Hampshire has like, we have like weird pilgrim food. That's like the New Hampshire. Like there's this type of bread called Anadama bread that people like. That's like, it's just like a sweet wheat bread, but it's like, it's one of the only things that's like a New Hampshire food.
Keeps impure urges away.
It tastes like something that was invented like that. Like it does. It's not like bad. It's just like, yeah. It's not like especially delicious. It has like molasses in it. It's like, yeah. I don't know. That's like our one food. And then I think Hoodsy cups are a New Hampshire thing. Do you know what a Hoodsy cup is?
I know like Hood ice cream. Is it that or no?
So it's made by Hood, the dairy company that is based in, I think, Massachusetts. But Hoodsy cup, it's like a little cup of, it's like a yin yang, and one side is vanilla ice cream and one side is chocolate ice cream. And it comes with a little wooden stick and you like eat it like that. It's a very like nostalgia food.
Oh, yeah. I know this is a New Hampshire thing. I mean, I think I've seen these before. Maybe not specifically Hoodsy branded, maybe. Maybe that's what it is.
It might just, see, I feel like a lot of this stuff is like New England. Like, whoopie pies are like a new big New England thing. I think they're from Maine, but that's like kind of a New Hampshire thing. But Rhode Island has like a million, and they like don't exist other than within this tiny like space. And I think it's really weird. Some of them are good. Some of them are disgusting.
Part of their whole thing is like they're the smallest state, you know what I mean? Like, you know, so there's lots of just kind of, it's a state of like fun facts almost. There's like a lot of little things like that, and it feels like that's kind of, you know, quirks kind of.
Yeah, I guess so. It's just like, I just think it's weird that like this many sort of specific things developed in such a small area, you know? Yeah. Like that's, I don't know, that's weird to me. But I guess maybe that's why it's its own steaks, or like you guys are just really into all of these different types of clams and it's fucked up and we don't want any part of it.
Nobody wants to claim them.
Yeah. So the first one is, have you ever had a clam cake?
No, I
not. It's like not like a crab cake.
It's not. Okay. That's what I would have thought.
It's like a beignet with clams in it. I mean, not sweet, but like
it looks like it's like a fritter. It's like a clam fritter, basically.
It's like, it's a clam fritter. It's like soft and fried, and it's like a soft fried fluffy bread full of clams.
Okay, that sounds good. I would eat that.
Honestly, that is one of my top Rhode Island foods. It is very good. Other end of the spectrum, do you know what pizza strips are?
No.
I believe it's also sometimes called party pizza.
Okay. I don't know.
No? Mm-mm. It is simply pizza crust with tomato sauce on it. That's okay. It. That's all it is. It is so pathetic to me. It is so sad. And
presumably it comes in like a little strip-sized shape. Yes. and size.
Yep. It's like a little rectangle of saucy bread.
It's like one of the big New York places, I think, does like a pie like this. But it's got like some pecorino on it or something. You know, some kind of the powdered cheese on it.
Give me something.
Too.
Give me one other ingredient. That's all I want. It doesn't even need to be cheese. Just give me one other thing.
Spumoni Gardens, I think, does a pie like this.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Shameful, in my opinion.
Like a tomato pie.
Disgusting.
I don't know. I could see how it's, you know. No, it looks like there might be cheese on here. I could just be totally wrong, so never mind.
Pizza strips, nasty.
I would eat that too. That sounds fine.
I would eat it, but I'd be like, I wish this was something else.
Is it like not served hot or something? Or like, is that like part of why it's weird? Or what's the...
I don't know. I think it's sometimes hot and sometimes not hot. I just think it's weird to only eat pizza crust with tomato sauce on it. Like, what the fuck? Like, if you can add more stuff to it, why wouldn't you? That's all I'm saying.
I was Googling
it's
just
like
to
half a pizza. It's like a nude pizza.
I was Googling just to see, like, you know, what and I this is very funny. I typed in, somehow I managed to type in foogle.com, foogle. And if you go to it, it's just like a parking page, and there's like a image of a door opening, like to show something, and it says coming soon. I wonder how long it's been like this.
I just went to foogle.com. It's very good. It looks like an AR. It looks like an ARG or something.
Yeah, right. Like, I want to know what's behind that door.
Because
Google has bought out a lot of like a lot of typos for, you know what I mean? Like Google.com.
Right.
They own like a lot of.
I'm surprised it isn't a relocation.
I guess,
you know?
Foogle's price is too high, you know?
I want to see what the other Google. Okay, I tried hoogle.com and I got a virus. Your connection is not private.
Virus machine.
I'm doing all the letters around the G to see what I can get.
Okay, Foogle's
Toogle.com is also launching soon, so that's exciting.
So these people are all just trying to hold up Google, and they like have a policy not to.
That must be what it is. But again, Toogle.com, very intriguing, has like a beautiful night sky, shifting colors.
Okay, wow. The first Wayback Machine entry for Foogle is November 9th, 2000. It doesn't nothing
Whoa.
Loads, but they've been around.
Wow. Google is really holding out on paying Foogle.
Yeah.
They're like, absolutely not. Fuck you, Foogle.
They also probably
people
have done
will
an
just
analysis.
Retype it.
Right. Like, there simply are not enough people that are typing this that we have to worry about it. And as long as they're not running some kind of scam where it's like Google, but you have to log in with your bank information
first. It's
not like
the license plate with an Indonesian casino
right.
link on it.
Exactly. Because like Google, if you type in google.cm, I know CM is some kind of top level domain. Like, it just redirects to google.com. You know what I mean? Like, because you can just, I mean, if the people won't give it to you, you just file a UDRIP, the arbitration thing that WIPO has or ICANN has for the internet. And it's like, if it's your trademark and there's nothing else, they're not using it as a legitimate business, then you can just say, you know, like, give it to me. And they basically will have to. It just costs money to do it. So.
By the way, Voogle.com is available for $20,000. So if you got $20,000 laying around, you could also lease to own for $1,667 a month. So think about it. Might be a good investment opportunity.
Okay, here's somebody. Okay, this I want to know who's behind this. But if you in 2005, if you're on if you go to February 16, 2005, the Wayback Machine entry for Foogle is ask Foogle.com a question about anything. If you're lucky, I'll look it up and get back to you. And it's like, it's not Google. And
it's just
not
a guy.
And it's not Frugal. It's just some guy. And it's like, all right, it's just like some weird guy, like some old guy in like New Hampshire or something. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm just interested in this, you know. I forgot about Frugal. That's like, that was like...
Yeah, I don't know what frugal is.
That was just like I think it's just Google Shopping now, but it started as like, yeah, I forgot.
Is it like F R O O G L E?
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah, I did not know about that.
Frozen Google is what it is. It's
so ice it's like level. It's like Google's ice level.
Yeah, or it's like a shaved ice. But yeah.
That's another Rhode Island food, a frozen lemonade, but that's like an amazing one. That's like
that's perfect. A good one. Down that's the boardwalk.
Dells. Likes that. That's the place that sells it. Another thing they have that's really good is the way they serve calamari is with garlic butter and cherry peppers on top. Like fried calamari with that. Doesn't that sound fucking great?
That does sound good. Yeah.
They got some good stuff. They also have some horrible stuff, such as I think the worst one is probably coffee milk, which is just coffee flavored milk. No caffeine. Just fake coffee flavored milk. It's like chocolate milk but coffee.
What is the point?
Kind of nasty.
Like why?
I don't know. I guess to like so children can read the newspaper and put on a little suit and carry a little briefcase to school. I think that's right. Who it's for.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah,
I don't know. They love it though. It's Tugel. Their favorite.
Launching soon, yeah. Launching soon is so funny. Because it's
it
like
is really
I just gotta line up a couple things here and I'll be ready to go and we're gonna
did I tell you about I feel like I talked about this on the podcast before. My friend Michael, who's a comic in Austin, Michael Priest, I think he still does stand up, he was telling me about this guy who like lived with his dad had like this roommate who was like such a dad roommate guy. Uh-huh. He was super into buying domains, and the one that he was like really invested in that he thought was really gonna take off was skateboardexcitement.com. That's like his cash cow was skateboardexcitement.com. And like this was like not long enough, like this would never make sense, but it was especially like not long enough ago that people conceivably could think they could make money in domain names.
Right. It's also like it's such a gray area thing, like in general, because if you're just squatting on it, like it's not legal to do that. But like people will pay if it's like too much of a hassle. You know, if you charge.
I didn't realize it wasn't legal to do that.
If you're not using it for something and it's somebody else and somebody else has the right in it, you know, well, then you like. You basically just you will lose your UDRA proceeding almost certainly. But if you're willing to fight it and make it not worth, you know, make it not worth their while, maybe you can get like $5,000 or whatever to go away. But that's not like, you know, you'd have to have a lot of domains to make that like the way you earn your living, you know?
Right.
And it probably was different. Like obviously before they had like this like regime set up to do this. Yeah. It was the Wild West at one point. People probably did get rich off of, you know, owning Pepsi.com or whatever, you know.
It's like how Eli has gotten to quit his job because he sold Instagram handle Chili's restaurants.
Correct. That's right.
He's a fat cat now. That's why he's not on the podcast anymore. He doesn't need to be here.
He's like, yeah, you guys, I'll pop in and out.
I'm trying to find a list of Google domain variations, but all I'm getting are like the gimmick Googles where it's like pirate Google, like that kind of thing.
That sounds epic funny. That's one of the.
What
that's
is
one
epic
of the,
Google?
It's one of the funniest websites of 2010. Pirate Google.
Okay, epic Google is kind of funny because it's just Google, but the longer you sit on the website, the bigger the bigger the search bar gets. So it's like impossible to use. It's kind
okay,
of
that's,
funny.
That's kind of fun.
It's called itstoobigtouse.com. That is like sort of funny, but. I just wish it wasn't called Epic Google. That's thumbs down to that. Let's see. Rainbow Google? Nope, that's doesn't work anymore. Yeah, I think Epic Google is probably the best we're gonna get. If you own any domain names, drop them in the comments. My ex-boyfriend in Austin was really into buying them. He would like get drunk and buy like 5 domain names for like $1 each. As like a silly impulse buy. I don't remember what any of them are. His professional CV was at dude.computer for a while. I don't think he still has that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good. That's like a really funny, and he worked in computers, so like that's a pretty funny thing to put on a business card or something.
Yeah, and it's not something that somebody would like, oh, I'm not hiring this guy. This is too weird. You know what I mean?
Right. Like
that.
Yeah.
That's like a thing you can do with Blue Sky, is you can like make your at can be your like a domain that you own. There's like code that you like put in the DNS records for the website, so you have to have access to like, and then it like verifies it, and then like your handle is like, my handle is pattymo.com because I have that website and I like did the thing. So that, like, it's like a way of it's also like a way of verifying yourself. You know what I mean? Like it this wouldn't be, you wouldn't be able to have that name according to the way their protocols work if you didn't have control of the domain.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
I could set that for mine, but I never will because it sounds too complicated.
But it's really not. But you could see how that like you could pick funny names. You know what I mean? Like dude.sexy or something, or you know what I mean? Just like a silly thing to make it your kind of
Pattymo at dude.sexy.
Yeah,
check him
out.
He's on
that's
Blue
right.
Sky.
That's me.
I'm gonna set that up as mine. Just gonna nothing, be a rival.
I really, really whiffed on the improving a funny name. Like, yeah, what nothing funnier than a sexy dude. That's it. It's as funny
that
as
is,
it gets.
I mean, that is the height of comedy, really. That's why it's like so funny when there's a penis in a movie. It's like the funniest thing that could ever happen.
Yeah, that's wild.
Because like no one on earth ever would want to look at a penis.
It's like, is that allowed?
It's not allowed.
They could do that?
It's very naughty, but not in the sexy way.
Are you aware that there is in this new Jennifer Lawrence movie, No Hard Feelings, she basically does like apparently it's not CGI. She does like the Eastern Promises fight scene. Like she's fully nude on like a beach.
That kicks ass.
Fighting like three people. She suplexes a guy in it, apparently.
Oh my God. I can't wait to see that movie. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it was like
it's
you got
really
it.
Funny to describe that as the Eastern Promises fight scene because I was imagining her fucking slitting a dude's throat in a bathhouse. Why is that in that movie?
I think it's like they're skinny dipping and people come and are messing with their clothes or something. I have no idea, but she like fights like three people and she's just naked and then like the kid in the movie is like in the water just floating or whatever.
That again,
and
like
it's at night,
but
it's still just
like
this is insane. Like you have to give it.
I will
up
be
Jennifer
so
Lawrence.
Thrilled if it's like not like if it's played purely for comedy and not for being like, ooh, Jennifer Lawrence is naked, because like there's not enough comedy female nudity in the world. So.
I believe it's played like 100% for comedy. Like it's because like she's going to the wall for like the R-rated comedy, like the zany kind of, you know, which I think is admirable. I think it's great.
That makes me very happy because I feel like it's like if a woman is naked in a movie, if she's like under 30, it can only be sexy, and if she's over 30, it's a horror movie. Those are the only options for like nude women and things. And thumbs down to that. Can people this is such a bugbear of mine. I know no horror filmmakers listen to this, but like, can you please stop just putting regular looking naked people in your movies and thinking it's scary? That's not scary. Like, fuck off. That's just what people look like naked. Leave them alone. Really makes me mad. Fucking Ari Aster, cut it out, man.
My father joined the circus.
What is that?
That's from It, Chapter 2. We rewatched it recently, and I've been thinking. Jessica Chastain goes back into like her childhood apartment or whatever, and there's like an old lady living there who's like obviously very off. Like you can kind of tell almost immediately something weird's happening, but like her accent kind of slips a couple times, and she's like sounds very old and weird, and then she's
is she naked?
Well, she's in the dark. She's not naked when she walks in. She's like having tea with her, and she's like, let me just go get you, you know, whatever. I'll be right back. And then she's like looking at a picture and notices that like somebody in the picture looks like Pennywise, you know, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then she's like,
classic.
And then the thing says something scary. And then you hear like feet slapping as she runs. And then it's like a huge, scary, naked lady, basically. Naked old lady. So more to your point about the scary stuff, you know, being scary, but.
Leave them alone. That's just what they look like. It's not their fault.
Well, that's at least supposed to be the demon. That's not just like not a lady. That's like supposed to be the it.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I mean, like if you're like the fucking decaying corpse lady in The Shining, that's allowed. That's not what people look like.
You hear that? So that's okay. Allowed.
It's allowed. Look, I don't want to cross that lady. I'm not going to tell her she's not allowed. Keep it away from me. That's all.
I think that's fair. Yeah.
Anyway.
Look it up on YouTube. It Chapter 2, Grandma Scene, HD.
Do they let you have it on YouTube?
I guess.
I'm looking. Is it allowed? Is that allowed?
I'm scrolling through. Is that allowed? Oh, yeah. She comes out.
Probably because it's not, it doesn't make you horny, so it's allowed to be on YouTube.
Yeah, right. It's not horny nudity. Oh, yeah. She's big and she's naked. Yep. There it is.
Well, there you have it, folks. Thank you for listening. go eat some clam cakes and normalize having a weird body. It's fine.
She's big and she's naked. There it is. Famous, the famous last words.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.